My dear brothers and sisters, I've been listening to the words of the brethren, and this afternoon much has been said about sacrifice. I couldn't help but think of the words of that great hymn, "Sacrifice brings forth the blessings of heaven." I've always felt, however, that really, it was impossible for you or me to sacrifice in the building of the kingdom of God. I would much rather consider it, rather than a sacrifice, a great opportunity to serve in building the kingdom of God. A number of years ago, Sister Richards and I lived in Washington, D.C. for 15 years. As we returned, we moved out into the Mount Olympus area, and within a year or so, they divided the East Mill Creek stake, as I remember, and put President Gordon B. Hinckley in as the president of the stake. I was called to be the stake mission president, and for 3.5 years, I had the opportunity of serving under President Hinckley in that area. Then I was called to be a full-time mission president, and I had the great opportunity of serving in that capacity. And then 27 years ago, this conference, President Tanner, Theodore Burton, and I were called to be general authorities. My first assignment was to supervise the 9 missions on the East Coast from Canada to Florida for 5 years. That was a great experience. My next assignment was with President Kimball, who was then a member of the Quorum of the 12, to supervise South America. And we organized the first stake in South America in São Paulo, Brazil, in May of 1966. As Elder Sorensen was speaking about the growth there, the growth has been tremendous. I remember President Kimball said, "We're not going to call any North Americans," and there were many of them living in São Paulo at that time in business associations from the United States. "We're going to call the local people here." And so that was the policy, and to call young men and women and older men and women as missionaries. And so I suppose at the present time, whereas in 1966 there was no stakes there, in South America there may possibly be nearly 200 stakes. I then had the opportunity of spending 3 years with Elder Delbert L. Stapley, supervising the missions in Central America and Mexico. As I recall then, there was 2 stakes in Mexico, one in the colonies and one in Mexico City. I assume there may be as many as 100 stakes there now. The church has grown and developed with that local leadership in the development of the missionaries. I could go into tremendous experiences that I have had with young men and women and older men and women in the missionary service there. I just seem to feel as though I would like to again say what Elder Ballard has just said, how important it is to make contributions to the General Missionary Fund of the Church. You know, every member a missionary, something I think President McKay first emphasized. I was up in Montana here some time ago to a stake conference. After the morning session, I was wandering around outside. I saw this young boy standing there all dressed up in his Sunday clothes. I went over and said to him, "Son, you're a fine-looking boy. What's your name?" He said, "Joseph Smith Curdy." I said, Joseph Smith Curdy, that's a fine name. You're going to be a great missionary. He said, I'm already a great missionary. He said, you know, down the street, a couple of blocks from where we live, there's a family with a couple of boys about my age, and I've been over a period of 2 or 3 or 4 months bringing them to church with me. And then here a month or so ago, I said to them, how'd you like to have the missionaries give you the discussions? And they said, oh, we'd have to talk to our parents. And so we talked to the parents, and the parents said, well, if you'll let us listen in, why, we'll be glad to have the missionaries teach them. Well, there wasn't any problem there, and so the missionaries gave the family the discussions, and this Joseph Smith Curdy said, that whole family is going to be baptized next Saturday. I'm already a great missionary. I couldn't help but agree with him. Brothers and sisters, it's wonderful to have the opportunities we have in this church, not only in the missionary system, but also in the areas of temple work and genealogical and so on. I'm grateful that my spirit was reserved to come forth at this particular time in the history of the world. When the gospel in its fullness has been restored, I'm convinced that the Spirit of the Lord is being poured out upon the face of the earth more today than ever before in the history of the world. And as a result, we have the restoration of the gospel in its fullness. You and I can bear witness that God lives, that Jesus is the Christ, that Joseph Smith was a great prophet of God. We're told that Joseph Smith has done more for the salvation of mankind than any other man that has ever lived on the earth save Jesus Christ himself. I bear that witness to you. The church has been reestablished. The power to act in the name of God has been restored. And we have a great prophet standing at the head of this church today. May the Lord bless him. And may the choice blessings of our Father in heaven go with you. As you leave this conference, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.